You want to hear this story, inshallah? Do you want to hear this real story which took place about 100 years ago here? 100 years ago? Tayyib. This is real. This is real. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This story took place here about 100 years ago. And it was also broadcasted on the radio stations. It's about a man called Ibn Jad'an. He said that during spring times, used to go out and I saw good and healthy fat camels and their others filled to the extent of almost exploding. And whenever the little offspring comes close to the mother camel, her milk pours forth because of the great abundance of blessings and goodness. So I looked to one of my she camels with her offspring following her. I remembered then my neighbor who had young daughters, 7 of them, and he was poor. So I said, by Allah, I will give this camel and its offspring as a sadaqah, as a charity to my neighbor. And Allah says, and he recited the saying of Allah, as in Surah Al Imran 3:92, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. By no means shall you attain al-birr, piety, righteousness, unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love. And the most beloved to myself from my cattle is this one, this she camel. And I took it with its offspring and broke the door of my neighbor and said, take it as a gift from me. And I saw his face glooming with happiness, unable to utter something in response. And so he benefited from its milk and used to load wood on its back and waiting for its offspring to grow up so that he can sell it. And so he gained great good from this camel. And after the spring came the summer with its drought and dryness, and the Bedouins began moving, looking for water and grass. He said, we gathered our belongings and left our place looking for water in the Duhul. Duhul, plural of Dahl. Duhul, these are holes in the earth and the ground, leading to water traps like underneath the ground, and it has these openings on top of the ground. The Bedouins know of them very well. So and I entered into one of them so as to bring some water to drink. And his three sons were waiting for him outside, and he wasn't able to know how to return. These three sons waited for him for a day, and 2 days, and 3 days, and then they became hopeless. They said it may be that he was stung by a snake and died, or he was lost under the earth and destroyed. And they, we seek refuge in Allah from that, they waited for his destruction. Why? Out of greed to distribute his inheritance. And so they returned to their home and divided what he left amongst themselves. Then they remembered that their father gave the she-camel we talked about earlier to their poor neighbor. And so they went to this neighbor and they said, it's better that you give us back the she-camel and take instead this camel instead of it. Otherwise we will take it by force and we will give you nothing. He said, but I will report you to your father. They said, do so. He already died. He said, died? How? And where? How? You didn't tell me. They said he entered into one of these holes underground in the desert and did not come out. He said, by Allah, take me to this place and then take your she-camel and do whatever you do with it, and I don't want your camel in return. They took him, and when he saw the place, he went and brought a rope and lit a candle and tied it outside the duhul, this hole, and then stepped in, crawling on his back until he reached places whereby he crawled and rolled, smelling moisture coming closer. And then out of the sudden he heard the sound of a man by the water he heard his anin. He heard his anin groaning, moaning. So he went closer and closer towards his sound, to this sound in this darkness, putting his hand all over until his hand fell on the man. He checked his breath and he was still breathing after 1 week. So he pulled him and wrapped around his eyes to protect him from sunlight. And then he took him out with him, got some dates and moistened them in water and gave him to drink, and carried him on his back. And he took him to his house alive, gradually returned to this man, and his sons did not know Then he told him, tell me by Allah, 1 week while you were underground and you did not die. He said, I will tell you something very strange. When I went down there, I got lost, and ways took me in all directions. Then I said, I better stick to the water that I reached, and I began drinking from it, but hunger had no mercy, and water does not suffice. And then after 3 days, where hunger intensified on me, took me from all parts of me, and while I was laying on my back, I surrendered myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I put all my affairs in His hands. And out of the sudden, I felt the warmth of the milk pouring on my mouth. So I sat and in the midst of the darkness, I saw a pot coming closer to my mouth, and I drink from it until I take from it what is sufficient. Then it goes. This thing occurred 3 times in the day. But in the last 2 days, it stopped and I didn't know what happened. So I told him, if you would know the reason, you will be amazed. Your sons thought that you died, and they came to me and took away the she-camel that you gave me, the she-camel which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you from its milk. And the Muslim is in the shade of his sadaqah, the shade of his charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah At-Talaq 65:2-3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps His duty to Him, He will make a way for him to get out from difficulty, and He will provide him from sources he never could imagine. This is the end of the story. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.